Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Thanks for having us here at Cape May. It is great. And yes, sorry, we're going to turn that microphone off. There's always a lot of moving parts in this, but I want to get Mike Donahue on. Chairman Mike Donahue, come on up. The chairman of the Cape May County Republican Party, one of the must-win counties in New Jersey coming up. And also, in addition to that, the guy who's been fighting the windmills. So I want to welcome back to the show. He was also on with Dom today at Mulligan. So this is kind of like my sloppy seconds, but it's okay. He's been a friend of mine for 20 years, so I'll accept it. I'll deal with it. But it's good to see you, my friend, Chairman Mike Donahue. Welcome back to the show. How
Great
you doing?
Great to see you, brother.
Now tell everybody what that shirt says right there.
Can you read it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is dead.
Or is dead. So Orsted is a windmill company. Orsted, you fought the good fight, helping Cape May fight the windmills and the wind turbines, but yet I'm told it's not over and they're trying to make a comeback. So how do we stop it?
They are. It's not over. We're still fighting in federal and state court, and it gets kind of boring and esoteric pretty quickly, but what Orsted wants to do is package up these projects and sell them to somebody else. So we remain in the fight. The Department of Justice wanted us to dismiss that lawsuit. They said they're going away. And we said, well, if you take away their permits and take away their lease, we'll dismiss our lawsuit. So we remain in that lawsuit. Orsted just joined that lawsuit. The court let them in. We're still fighting in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Remember, the BPU took away home rule and said,
yeah,
we don't care what elected officials think. We're going to cram this through. We went to the Board of Public Utilities and tried to fight it. They came out in their windmill lapel pins. You remember this? These are the judges making a decision on whether or not to take property from Cape May County.
Wearing windmill lapel pins.
The people
that are supposed to be unbiased wearing windmill lapel pins.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
That's right. So we're still in court on that. And the big thing is, through platforms like yours, Rich, and others, this is not over. Just because Orsted went away, it is not over. It continues. They want to do these things up and down the coast from Maine to Virginia and beyond. thousands of them. And what I tell people is this. You talk about the whales and the dolphins and God bless them and everything else. But it's easy to imagine the ocean floor with hundreds of massive bulldozers plowing over hundreds of thousands of acres of the ocean floor. That's what you have to think about. That's the real damage from these projects, and it's permanent. It completely changes the ecosystem. It kills everything there. And their answer is, well, new species will come in. So it's really important that all of you and beyond stay engaged on these issues, because it's not going away. Now, one thing that may make it go away a bit further is President Trump, which would be fantastic.
Yeah.
You know,
I said on day one, he killed
absolutely.
Him, right? Day one.
We had a meeting with these Ørsted people a couple of years ago, and I'm at the table, and they're all anxious to get. I said, you know, I understand why you're in such a hurry, because January 20th, 2025, this might all be over. And boy, they did not like me much after that. So that's what we're headed toward. And we managed, my goal all along was to get us time, because I knew time was not their friend.
Right.
And so that's where we got to. We sent them back to Copenhagen. If we can get to January 20th, 2025 with President Trump, we'll be very close to being done with this ridiculous prospect. Yeah.
Now, you see that shirt over there says, dead whales don't vote, dead Democrats do. That's, great slogan.
That's tremendous.
But it's so true. Phil Murphy wants to destroy the state and then run for president because the left loves these projects. But the reality is these projects are not energy efficient whatsoever. No. The ratepayers have to subsidize them.
Yes.
And we haven't even talked about the fact that the damage to the ocean, but then you got to run these massive cables, right? And you got to destroy the beach to run cables. And then you got to change the voltage from low energy to high energy. I mean, you cannot make this up how energy, and not to mention that all the parts are made in China, too.
They've got one project that was built up in New England. Two summers ago, they didn't run at all because one of them kind of blew up, and they didn't want to take a chance of that. And their transmission cable came up off of the seafloor and floated in the middle of the ocean there, where it's Block Island. This happened. I mean, this is how it went with what was essentially an experimental project, and it went terribly. So, look, I mean, we keep pushing. You know, I want to thank the Cape May County Board of Commissioners. They're really the ones who have been in this fight. And I know you've had Rita Rothberg on, I think, and Rita's our county clerk. And when they came in to record their easement to take our property, she said, I've never seen anything like this. I'm not recording.
I remember when she told me that here in Cape May, and I said, you are a hero.
That's absolutely right. She's here today.
She's here. Rita's here. There she is.
Yep.
I said she was a hero for doing that.
Yeah.
Try to just seize land. She said, I don't know what this is. I'm not doing this.
That's part of our litigation. Rita's a plaintiff in that case against Ørsted. So we've had a lot of fun with this.
It's just mind-boggling to think about the fact that they just come in and steamroll over all these local towns and counties and elected officials that don't want it. And they just don't care. And for those of you that aren't from New Jersey, New Jersey has something called home rule. And Chairman Mike Donohue touched on that a short time ago. It's this idea that local municipalities make decisions and that the state can't tell you what to do unless they're going to pay for it. It's a whole big thing. But went right out the window with this. I mean, literally, they just came in and told everybody the way it was going to be. Counties had no say. Towns had no say. It was the ultimate form of tyranny. It really was.
Really.
I mean, truly.
It was one of the fastest bills ever passed through the New Jersey legislature to take away home rule on these issues. So, in other words, if we said, no, we're not going to give you that piece of land for your transmission cable, they would have had to figure out how to sue us or do something. It would have taken a great deal of time. Sorry. And the state of New Jersey, in about 3 days, passed a bill that said, no, if they say no to you, just come to the BPU. We'll give it to you. And that's what they did. And, you know, they spent years, Ørsted. Yeah, I like it.
That's right. Tell them. I like it.
They spent years coming in and sort of trying to co-opt and cherry-pick elected officials, Republicans and Democrats, who were suddenly, you know, very interested in the dollar signs floating around. It was kind of like the New Jersey hustle. There's so much money. And it all blew up on them. And, you know, you'll remember, I'm sure many of you, in the middle of the night when they passed the Ørsted bailout bill in the legislature to give them another $1 billion of our money to keep building their project. And then the federal government, thank God, because we had control of the House, turned them down. They wanted even more there. So Mads Nipper, remember we talked about Mads Nipper?
Mads Nipper. Sounds like a Bond villain or a Batman villain, right?
The CEO of Ørsted. A couple weeks ago came out and said, finally admitted that it was all of us and the litigation, and said, you know, there were some problems with local permitting that we didn't really expect to have and were taking us more time than we could manage. Initially, they said we had nothing to do with it. You should all be proud of your opposition to the offshore wind and the litigation that we brought, because we did play a role in sending them back to Denmark. So don't, you know, stay engaged, stay involved in these issues, because it ain't going away.
It ain't going away. All right, let's talk about how we win in November. You've been a county chairman for a long time. We go back in the fight. We have not won a U.S. Senate seat in the state of New Jersey since the 1970s. Trump's at the top of the ticket. I hear people say, oh, that's going to be bad, it's going to be bad. But I look at it as every Republican in New Jersey is going to turn out to vote. I don't think Biden has that enthusiasm. You also have Democrats splitting on the ticket with Menendez. And then you've got all these third-party kooks who are drawing votes from Democrats. There's a story that I read, and Matt, I sent this to you, about how Joe Biden got two delegates from this pro-Palestinian group. He lost two delegates, I should say. These are two anti-Biden delegates to the Democrat National Convention who hate Joe Biden and call him Genocide Joe. So if there's ever been a time for Republicans to flip this blue state red, which we've done, by the way, for the governor's races, somehow New Jersey will go red for the governor's race, but then blue for statewide. But that means it has the potential to go red. How do we do it?
Well, listen, Curtis Bashaw represents the best opportunity we've had in 50 years to take the U.S. Senate seat. And that's not hyperbole. That's true. And it's because of the confluence of a lot of things, right? So you have the border. Mm-hmm. You have inflation. You have safe neighborhoods. You have parental rights. These are really not partisan issues. I mean, you have the kooks on the left who want to drive these things. But these are things that everybody around their kitchen table are concerned about. We haven't had that before. That works in Curtis's favor. We have Menendez. We have Kim. And right now, with Menendez in the race, it's an 8-point race for Kim, which is unheard of in New Jersey to begin with, even if Menendez wasn't in the race against any Republican. If Bob Menendez stays in this race and he actually gets a campaign going and he takes 9, 10, 11% of this vote, Curtis Bashaw is going to be the U.S. Senator. And that's completely plausible. You know, the other thing we've managed to do.
That's a big deal, by the way, because then we flip the Senate.
Yeah, no, it's huge.
I mean, it's huge.
Huge.
And we know in Pennsylvania, Dave McCormick has a great shot of winning the state of Pennsylvania. So then the Republicans have a majority in the Senate.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's massive. It's a seat they didn't expect to be in play, which is now in play, which is also important because it draws resources from other places. And, you know, Curtis is one of the hardest working, if not the hardest working candidate I've ever worked with. The guy has been going since October in 21 counties all the time. He's the only candidate that fought in every convention. He won 14 of the 21 counties. He won the nomination, the primary convincingly. You know, I would say it's, you know, Christine Glatt got the endorsement of the president. That's great. It was last minute. It was more of a personal relationship with her husband thing. And Curtis winning was not a reflection of a rejection of President Trump.
Right.
It was more like, that's great, Mr. President, but we'd like to win this race and we'd like a real candidate to go after Andy Kim. And, you know, so it was a great election night. And I just go back to last October, Curtis and I first talked about this, and this is exactly the scenario we talked about. One of the things that's really helped him is himself. He's authentic, and I told him that you can't coach it, you know. You can't coach authenticity in a candidate. Yeah. You just absolutely can't. So when he went around from county to county, the county chairs, other people who are important on the ground, really embraced him. As soon as they heard from him, as soon as they met him, and that's been a huge asset for Curtis, is that authenticity. And you've seen it. You're all here today. You saw the guy. He's the real deal. So, you know, keep working hard, keep pushing it, and then, as you know, it's all math in the end. You got to get the vote out.
Mm-hmm. And we got to get the vote out. We got to keep the dead from voting.
That's right.
Well, I mean, you know, they do. It's Halloween. They come out and they vote. It's what they do. Buddy, keep up the fight. I appreciate
Thanks,
it, brother.
Rich. Thanks
you're,
for having
you're
me.
You're the man. Chairman
it.
Mike Donahue, you. Kamek County Republican
Thanks for being
Party.
In Kamek County, bro.
Appreciate we're happy
it.
To be here. Thank
Talk
you, pal.
To you soon.
This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we are live right now in Cape May. How great is this? The bar is open. New friends and old friends. And Lily, are you paying attention? Thank you for writing that wonderful podcast review. I do have a Zioli Army shirt for you for doing so, if you'd like it. Green or gray is the question. Green or gray? Green? All right. Now, the deal's going to be going forward. You got if you want a shirt, you got to be willing to go online and write a podcast review of the show. Because the haters are coming out now. We're getting into that crazy time. Remember Rush Limbaugh used to talk about seminar call? No, Tommy, I'll do it. All right, here we go. Oh, you need one? Okay, all right. Hi, Melissa. This is awkward. So remember Rush Limbaugh used to talk about seminar callers all the time? We're getting seminar reviewers who are trashing the show on social media. So we need people who will step up and write a review. So Lily, come on up since you wrote a review, and we'll give you a green shirt. We only have smalls, Melissa. That's all we got. And thank you for your service to the Zeoli Army by taking the time to write a review. And also, by the way, it doesn't help. I mean, it doesn't hurt that she's young, because the other thing the left will do is tell you that the only people that listen to conservative talk radio are people that are you know, older than Biden, and that's also a lie too. Talk radio is under assault right now. You may have heard that. Now, I can't really mention potential buyers of my company due to contractual obligations, but let's just say this. I've always been a big fan of the former chair of the FCC, who was on my show a bunch of times. He was great. He used to talk about the ending of net neutrality. There's an FCC commissioner who came out recently and spoke about the fact that the FCC seems to be fast-tracking a certain takeover of a certain radio company by a certain evil Bond villain billionaire whose son is dating Huma Abedin. I'm using a hypothetical scenario here. So, yeah, look, the fight is real. And the Washington Post, there's been a rebellion there because of the fact that they realize now that this newspaper is being used as a propaganda tool. Bill Maher made an interesting comment recently. I don't know if you caught this or not. He said, why would Jeff Bezos buy the Washington Post? The guy's a billionaire. Why would he buy the Washington Post? It's a failing industry. It's a failing newspaper. He's already got billions of dollars. Why would he buy it? Other than for him to be able to ensure that he can help control the narrative and control the message. I mean, I've said this a million times, but you know I like to repeat myself. Just kidding. The control for information is everything. The fight for information is the greatest battle of our time right now. It really is. This is the battle that's happening. You remember, if you think about the gold rush in San Francisco back in the day and, you know, California mountains, and we're now in the digital rush too. But there's something else that's occurring, and that is that whoever can control the flow of information will be in charge. And the internet has done something incredible, which is it has democratized freedom of speech in a new way for the people to get out and diversify opinions and thoughts. And this is why the government wants to shut that down, why they have people like Nina Jankowicz, the failed musical theater actress, come out and say we need a ministry of truth, something that George Orwell predicted. Because if you're allowed to put up contradictory opinions of what the government wants, whether it's COVID, whether it's a Hunter Biden laptop, whether it's education, whatever it is, that's a threat to them. So what they're trying to do now is figure out how they can filter information through one pipeline that they all can control. And they tried it with net neutrality years ago. The FCC shot it down because our people were in charge. The money people now understand that there are more and more opportunities. If I lose my job tomorrow, which is highly likely, or they literally drag me out in the middle of the show, which is even more likely, I'll just, the Zeoli Army goes where I go, right? You go where I go. So you'll come with me. Wherever we got to go, you'll go. That's why I'm not afraid. I'll say what I want to say, and I'll never be intimidated. The other thing, too, is that my wife makes more money than me, so that helps. So there's that. And my OnlyFans page has been catching on real momentum. I have 3 subscribers now. $9.99 a month if you use code Zeoli at checkout. But when you think about it, every time somebody puts out a video or a tweet or we go viral about something, that's a threat to their control. So you're going to notice if Joe Biden gets in a second term, or whoever the Democrat is that they prop, you know, up at the convention, the next thing that they'll do is they will come out with an internet bill to control social media. And it will be done to protect your children. All right? So I've told you the C word that they love to throw in your face all the time is children. The other one being China. And then what they will do then is they will have absolute control over social media. Look at what Kathy Hochul just did in New York. So she signs a bill saying that social media companies can't target certain children with algorithms between the hours of 6 and 10 or whatever it is. And they can't, you know, it's setting the groundwork for them to be able to say, you can't target children with algorithms that disagree with the government's official position on climate change, wearing masks, staying home, 6 feet apart, windmills are good. Pick your poison, pick whatever it is. They do not like liberalism. Let me explain what I mean by that, because this often gets confused. I don't refer to the left as liberal, ever. You'll never hear me say that. I might make jokes about liberal moms and suburbans and things like that, but liberalism is not what the left is. It never has been about liberalism. Classical liberalism, which was something that Thomas Jefferson, John Locke, and others talked about, is about, truly, it's the individual is completely free, and the individual is in charge. You know, you're in charge of your life. That is what the left does today is what is known as illiberalism, where they take away your freedom and they grant you privileges. So when we make jokes about Murphy giving the peasants privileges, it's literally how it is. You know, what your rights are not something that you are endowed with by your creator. Your rights are given to you by government. And thus, they can be taken away by government too. They believe this stuff. They really do. In order for them to achieve their dastardly ends, they need more and more censorship. Today, on the world stage of the World Economic Forum and the United Nations, the Bond villains over there, led by the UN General Secretary Antonio Guterres, issued a statement for June 18th as a day for countering hate speech. What is hate speech, out of curiosity? What is hate speech? Can anyone define it for me? I can. It's whatever the government tells you it is. That's it. That's the answer. That's hate speech. So what they want to do right now is, even though the UN hates Israel and there's a lot of anti-Semitic propaganda that's put out by the UN, what they want to do is they want to say, quote, hate speech is a marker of discrimination, abuse, violence, conflict, and even crimes against humanity. We have seen this play out from, and they bring up Hitler, of course, because they always have to do that, Rwanda, Bosnia, and beyond. There is no acceptable level of hate speech. We must all work to eradicate it completely. Leftists often label opinions they don't like, of course, we know as hate speech. So they fearmonger about, ready, the power of digital platforms and tools that enable hate speech to spread across borders and cultures. Let me say that again. The UN Secretary General says the power of digital platforms and tools that enable hate speech to spread across borders and cultures is the greatest threat. And in order to combat hate speech online, including minority communities, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer youth, the United Nations is currently preparing global principles for information integrity to guide decision makers around these issues. And of course, they also say the old thing, well, we love freedom of speech, we love blah, 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 we just love free speech, but they don't mean it. They don't mean it. What they want to do ultimately is silence your ability to disagree with them on climate change, so that if they don't like the fact that any, pick your group, pick whatever group it is out there pushing against the official narrative, they have the power to shut them down under the guise of hate speech. Now, how could climate change be linked to hate speech? Very easily. Why are people fleeing all these countries to come to America? What is one of the reasons? Climate change. That's what they tell us anyway. That's what they say. They say people are fleeing their countries and making this trek because of climate change. So now if you stand up and you disagree with climate change, climate science, for example, well, you're engaging in hate speech against all these people who are oppressed by the climate. You see where I'm going with this? Everything that they wanted speech to be that's hateful to label and censor, they just put that moniker on it and you're done. Mark my words here and write this down. This is going to be one of those Zioli axioms where you're going to look back and say, oh, I remember when he said that. So here we are, 5:24 p.m. at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey on June 21st, 2024. If the Democrats get a second term, you will see sweeping federal legislation under the guise of democratizing the internet, protecting our children, blah, 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 that will give the government the ability, finally, to regulate social media. And then over time, what you will see is you will see a gradual, much like how they control public schools, you'll see a gradual filtering of content. So just like what they did with the Hunter Biden laptop, where they said you couldn't share it because it was hacking, whatever it was, they took the New York Post story down, locked their account out. They're doing the same thing now with the videos about Joe Biden, saying that these videos are cheap fakes. Now, let me tell you about my OnlyFans page, because there's a lot of videos on there, and none of them are cheap fakes. I know a cheap fake when I see one. The videos that Joe Biden and the White House are telling us, they're not cheap fakes. They're not fakes at all. They're actually real, but this is part of the issue. What they do is they convince you that your lying eyes are wrong, and they know what's right, and so then the corporate media goes along, and it takes down any messages that are contradictory to the state. This is where, whenever you have tyrannical regimes, you have to lose freedom of speech, and you need to have the corporate media on your side, so that they can help with the censorship. Matt, I think I sent you a clip earlier before on this very subject, if I'm not mistaken. Perhaps I did. Yes, NBC News. NBC News officially enters the media firefight over cheap fakes. To understand their master plan here, like all Bond villains, they don't hide their master plan. It's right out in the open. To control information, to get their agenda to be what is enacted upon the United States of America, they have to destroy freedom of speech. They will destroy freedom of speech by taking down the most democratized platform of speech that we have right now in this country, which is social media. And they'll do it under the guise of protecting your children and standing up against China. That will be what they tell you. And a lot of Republicans will go along with this, by the way. Because remember something, a lot of these Republicans are bought and paid for just like the Democrats are. Many of them are. And you got to call them out for it. The corporate media exists in this country right now to do the bidding of the state, to do the bidding of the Democrat Party. That's why none of them, if you've noticed, the big corporate media, none of them pushed back and said, well, give us an example of how these videos are doctored. Show us how they're being edited. Show us how they're being trimmed. We'd like to see this exactly. Show us. I mean, that's what journalists would do, right? Journalists would turn around and say, prove it. Prove it. But their job is not to be journalists. It's a point Bill Maher made recently as well. He said, stop telling me that the New York Times is there to actually push journalism. They're there to push narrative. The New York Times, the Washington Post, and of course the big three media networks of ABC, CBS, and NBC, they're there to push a narrative. If they can make you believe that these Biden videos are fake, then they can allow the censorship of those videos. The same thing they did with the Hunter Biden laptop. If they can make you believe that somebody who comes out and says, like what Donahue just said about windmills, is anti-science, is propaganda, then they can take it down. They can censor it under the guise of it being dangerous to public health, or it's hate speech against people who are oppressed by climate change. Or if you don't believe me, I know you do because I always tell you the truth, think about the issue of transgenderism in schools. California has passed a bill that says parents will not be told if their child comes to school and identifies as a different gender. They will have it in a few years so that if you go on social media and you say, hey, listen, this is mental illness, they will take it down under the guise of hate speech. If you come out and you're a physician, you're a surgeon, you try to blow the whistle on what they're doing to kids, they will take it down and say, this person is engaging in hate speech. Look at what the government just did after they weaponized the Department of Justice. They charged a doctor in Texas. He's facing 10 years in prison now for reporting to the state of Texas that children were being abused by the Texas Children's Hospital, which was his job under the law as a first reporter of child abuse. So the government will intimidate people using its police powers. At the very same time, it will censor the people from being able to speak out, and then it will control information under the guise of disinformation to protect the children and you from dangerous ideas that could be antithetical to your own health, safety, whatever it is. And they'll always throw the other word around, which is safety. They'll do it all the time. And you'll give up, not you, because you're smart, but many people will cede their own liberty in the name of keeping me safe, which has not worked out so well for us in this country since 9/11. Have you noticed? Have you noticed how well it has not worked out? It has backfired big time against the Republicans who thought this was a great idea. But for the Democrats, they knew exactly what they were doing. Expanding the power of the state to be able to intimidate the citizen upon their immediate will. For whatever reason, your mom speaking out at a school board, we don't like what you have to say, we can have the FBI involved. If you are speaking out against a vaccine, we can shut that down because you're a threat to public health. If you are speaking out against climate change and your corporation, we can investigate you and potentially charge you now for putting out propaganda misinformation around climate change, which is exactly what they're doing now to some of the big oil companies. The greatest battle ahead that does not involve shooting anything involves the control of information. Here's NBC News getting in on this, proving exactly my point about the corporate media. Take a listen.
Roll faster than usual. President Biden at the G7 summit in Italy, surrounded by world leaders, appearing to wander off before being pulled back to the group by the Italian Prime Minister. In reality, another camera angle showed the president was actually trying to greet skydivers who just finished a demonstration. But the Republican National Committee and conservative media quickly amplified the first angle, falsely claiming the president was meandering. The Biden campaign is calling it a, quote, cheap fake.
Okay, now, Matt DeSantis, you analyzed the very same video I did, and you made a point yesterday on the show, which is that if you actually look at the video that they're saying is the raw footage, which has not been edited in any way, shape, or form,
It looks even worse.
Right. Because Biden wanders off, and then what happens?
He's just staring into the trees. Well, so originally, the zoomed-in slash edited version, supposedly edited version, shows Joe Biden looking at something. And I just assumed, oh, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. There's probably a person there. And there is a person there. But when you see the original footage, he's clearly not talking to that person. The guy's not even acknowledging his existence. And by the time Georgia Maloney pulls him away, he's staring into the trees. And also, I just noticed this. I didn't look at the clip prior to playing it. But NBC played a video, an unaltered video, supposedly, with a camera angle that is more misleading than the supposed fake news one.
Exactly the point. They will control information. The battle in the next 4 years is going to be that. It is the single biggest issue we have. And I'm telling you right now, any Republican who comes around and says, I'm for regulating social media to protect the children, that person is a big government fraud. I need to call them out. Because I need every Republican to say no. Have to say no. If the internet is a dangerous place for children, then we'll deal with it as parents the way God and our Constitution intended it. We are live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. It is great to be with you today. Firing at all cylinders. I have tickets here in my formerly pangolin-stained fingers for Jimmy Fallon's comedy show tomorrow night in Red Bank, New Jersey, courtesy of our next guest, David Gelman. If you'd like to go see Jimmy, the tickets are here for you. We'll be right back live at the Grand Hotel, but I want to first tell you, hang on, before I go to break, I got to tell you about some of their specials that they have right now. This is great. This is fantastic. So if you book a stay at the Grand Hotel for June and July, their midweek packages, you will have an amazing time, and you're going to have resort credits that you can use to make that vacation even sweeter. And look, I get it. Right now, the economy is a little tough. So you might be thinking about foregoing summer vacation, but I beg you, don't do it. Kids love it. They love being at the shore, and they love, like Reagan the other day was running away from the waves. It was fantastic. Thank you, Melissa. And the Grand Hotel has an outdoor heated pool, an indoor heated pool, a game room for the kids, and a restaurant right on site at Hemingway's Restaurant. And when you book a June or July midweek stay, you will receive resort credits. And the longer you stay, the more you get in credits. Stay 3 nights, get $60 a night in resort credits. Stay 5 nights, get $70 a night. Stay 7 nights and get $80 a night in resort credits to use for food and beverage purchases at Hemingway's Restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, at their beach concession stand, or in the gift shop where you can get passes for a whale-watching boat cruise. They also offer guest rooms, suites, and townhomes equipped with a kitchenette, so it's like renting a shore home, but with all the conveniences of a full-service resort. And unlike a shore home, if the weather's bad, you have the indoor pool. Unlike a shore house, if the weather's bad, you have the arcade room. And you don't have to worry about doing your sheets and towels. So book direct with them for the best rates and get your resort credits today. Offer is good until July 18th, so book your stay at 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550, or visit them online at GrandHotelCapeMay.com. My happy place, and our host today, the Grand Hotel of Cape May. But there's one other thing, too. Caitlin here? Caitlin was just recognized as being one of the top wedding planners in all of the state of New Jersey. And this is a place that has been consistently recognized as being the number one beachfront wedding destination in all of New Jersey and the top 10 in America. So if you are thinking about a place to have a beautiful wedding, baby shower, bridal shower, it's right here at the Grand Hotel, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Let me welcome you back to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. The Big Story of the Hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VeneriaDental.com. David Gelman is an attorney at law. He's also one of Trump's surrogates out there. He's also the guy that bought these tickets for Jimmy Fallon's comedy show tomorrow night in Red Bank.
Yep. Everybody, come on, get these
tickets. Yeah, get these tickets. It's going to be great. Everybody calm down toward it. Don't you want to go? You want to go? See him? Huh? Tickets? All right. Well, they're here for you. And thank you for doing that, by the way. That was great.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Where do we begin? First of all, the idea of the special counsel potentially now being unconstitutional. I love the fact that this Florida judge, Judge Cannon, may rule that. It's great.
Well, you know, earlier today when you were talking about it, you were exactly right. It is unconstitutional. There's no authority, no constitutional authority by anybody, not by Congress, not by the president, nobody, to appoint this individual, Jack Smith. And think about it. Who does Jack Smith answer to? Does he answer to Merrick Garland? No, because he's independent. Does he answer to President Biden? No, because he's independent. So he's running roughshod on everybody, on everything. He can do anything he wants.
Yeah,
it makes absolutely no sense. And Judge Cannon, you know, reading all the tea leaves today, if you will, she's buying it. I mean, she's a smart woman. She's a very intelligent judge. She, I know there are individuals that were trying to talk her out of taking the case or staying on it. And she says, no, there's no reason to do so. And thank God, because frankly, if we had another judge like Judge Marchand or anything similar, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, even I don't even know if we should call him a judge, but that's neither here nor there. But if we had somebody who thought like that and was trying to really hurt Trump and trying to, you know, get the election to go the Democrats' way, it'd be all over. Thank God she's doing the correct thing. She's doing the legal thing. That's really what it is.
Yeah, and if she can, and we also have to owe her a debt of gratitude because in the classified documents case, she's effectively put that case on hold.
Oh, it won't be heard until way after the election.
Yeah, there's a number of challenges to that, and she said, we're going to resolve all those challenges first, so that case is dead. That means classified documents case is dead. We know that George is dead. Mm-hmm. Fannie Willis and her fanny, Nathan Wade, are probably going to have to be removed from the case.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's not going to happen before the fall. So
no. In fact, the hearing, the appellate division, is hearing the case in October.
Yeah.
So let's just say they, you know, take a week or 2 weeks, whatever it may be. It's still not going to be until after the election. But I do love, I'm sure a lot of people have seen this, Nathan Wade is going on like the talk show circuit now.
Yeah.
And
did you see him on, was it Marlon Wayne?
Yeah.
And Marlon started asking him to demonstrate the sexual positions he was doing with Fawny's fanny.
Did you
see this? It's disgusting.
It is. Very professional. Very professional.
Yeah.
All right, for a prosecutor to do that. Yeah. I got to tell you, and she doesn't, you know, what a hearing is, she's like, you know, Nathan, just shut up.
Yeah.
Don't talk.
Yeah, stop talking. But he's like, no, it wasn't like that. We would have conversations about positions. And so then you have the audio, Matt? I have it. I'll pull it up. You can just Google it real quick. And it's kind of hideous to watch, but these are not very smart people here. All right, so then we turn to the other case at hand, which is the case in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I find it to be so offensive to the First Amendment that you can't criticize your government. There's a gag order against you. You're found guilty, and they say there's still a gag order against you, and you still can't criticize your government. I mean, gag orders, and correct me, you're the attorney, David Gelman, I'm not, but are gag orders not there to protect the defendant?
Well, apparently in this case they're not. Look, a gag order is in place to protect the jury, mm-hmm. protect potentially the judge, other individuals. Now, gag orders go off the table as soon as there's a verdict.
Right.
All right. There's been a verdict for, what, 2-3 weeks now. So why is it still in place? There's no jury anymore. All right. In fact, probably half the jury is going out and writing books or going on a tour talking about this case. So I don't understand why this is even happening. The only reason that, well, actually, I do know. It's because Judge Marchand is in the Democrats' pocket. It's very simple. His daughter is a Democratic operative.
Yes.
She obviously has made millions and millions of dollars for her company doing the Democrats' work, if you will. So that's the only reason it's still here. Now, it did go to the appeals division of Manhattan, which is pretty much just Judge Marchand on steroids. So what? And obviously we knew what was going to happen. They were going to say, oh, yeah, of course, this is going to be... you were going to uphold the gag order and whatnot. So now they're going to go to the appellate division. And thank God. You know, we've been working on briefs, the legal team and whatnot, and that is being submitted soon.
So you're involved in that, David Gelman, as part of that, Trump's legal team.
In a way, yes.
And I also think, too, when the concept of saying a gag order when the defendant can't criticize the government, can't criticize the prosecution. But there's something else, too, which is Donald Trump is a political candidate. So in the we keep hearing democracy's under assault, right? You hear that every 5 minutes, even though we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic. But democracy's under assault. Wouldn't you agree that in the best interest of democracy, that the presidential candidate for the major political party should be able to go out there and explain what's happening to him? That the people have a right to hear from this man and explain the charges, what they're doing. Don't the voters have, I mean, forget, like, leave Trump out of it for a second. Don't the voters have a right to hear from this guy to be able to understand what's going on from his point of view as they make a decision who to vote for? Of course, the answer is yes, which is another reason why this gag order is so incredibly unconstitutional and antithetical to free speech.
100%. Like, tomorrow, President Trump will be in the Lee Corps Center, right? Can he talk about Judge Marchand?
Can he?
No. Not allowed. Under gag. He can't talk about his daughter. Can't talk about anything.
But the case is over. They found him guilty. Explain this to me.
I would love to explain it to you if I could understand it myself. There's no reason. The only reason is they don't want him talking because they know the truth. They know that everything that happened in that trial was totally biased. Yeah. That was totally illegal. The rulings that Judge Marchand made, and look, everybody in this room followed this trial, I'm sure. And everybody understands the rulings that happened should never have happened. I mean, pretty much you had the judge saying one thing to the defense and pretty much, you know, overruling them every way he possibly could. And then the same argument was made to the prosecutors. And you know what that happened? Oh, yeah, you let that in. You're good. You're good. It makes no sense.
David Gelman's with me. He is one of Trump's surrogates. And you're going to be on Newsmax tonight, huh?
I am at 7. I got to put on my makeup in a little bit. I you know.
Anybody want to do Gelman's makeup for him? Natalie, you want to do it?
Nat?
No. We have the clip of Nathan Wade, Fawny's Fanny, on with, was it Marlon Wayans?
Yeah.
So Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor, this poor guy only made $700,000 prosecuting Trump. We should feel really sorry for him. He had his gumata hire him, and it's a rough life. Now he gets humiliated on... Why he goes on shows like this, I don't know. But anyway, take a listen.
See, when old girl was like, hey, babe, you want to be in charge of this prosecution of the president of the United States who did this insurrection? Did you think, like... this could get messy. Or you was like, nah, I'll be all right.
We did not have that type of relationship
right.
at the outset, and we were interviewing other people for the position.
What position was it?
It was only a position of special prosecutor.
Did that position look like this?
And then he starts to proceed to show different positions.
Oh.
What a joke, though. What a disgrace. It truly is. I mean, come on. But that the beautiful part about this, though, is that this is what the Democrats do to themselves. They make themselves into a clown show and a circus. Consequently, the Trump campaign and the RNC have set and smashed records raising money off of all this. So they tried to get him in Georgia. That's blown up in their fanny. They tried to get him in... what? In New York... that case is also going to wind up, I think, being overturned on appeal. But listen, even if it isn't, it hasn't hurt Trump in the polls. And calling him a convicted felon only gives him street cred. It gives him street cred.
That's why he's going to Lee Corps Center tomorrow.
He's going to Temple. Republicans don't typically campaign at Temple University.
It's not a stopping ground.
It's literally never happened before.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so he gets street cred out of it. He's gangsta now, where you got rappers putting his mugshot on their ankles. That's true. And I have a friend whose teenage son has a poster of Trump and the mugshot on his wall. And she said to him, why is that? She said, well, he's gangster now, Mom. He's gangster. Friggin' gangster. So you have that. Then you have the other two cases, which are both federal, classified documents and January 6th. The Supreme Court of the United States is going to rule eventually on presidential immunity. And obviously, I don't want to hold you to this, but if you had a guess, do they send it down to the lower court and say define what is in fact an official act versus a personal act?
I think they're going to do that.
Yeah,
I really do. I thought it was going to happen today, and
I did too.
When we were driving down here, I'm talking to my wife. I'm like, God, I kind of hope they don't do it today because yeah. You know, then Rich and I can't have as much fun. But
well, you didn't know we had the Marlon Wayans clip, though.
Well, I forgot about that. I forgot about that. Well, I was thinking more fun after the show, but yeah, same thing. But I really think what's going to happen is they're going to say there's going to be some type of immunity. I don't think they're going to say you have total immunity, but I do believe that there is going to be some type of immunity. And when they do that, they're going to say, all right, you have to go down to the lower court. You got to figure out. What happened when he was the president? What happened when he wasn't the president? What was personal? What was presidential? Now, here's a problem. You're president 365 days a year.
Yeah.
So, like, and 24 hours a day. So what isn't presidential? That's the key that they're going to have to figure out. And I don't think they're going to. That'd be my opinion.
Yeah. If you say to the court, clarify this for us, what is a presidential act versus a personal act or a private act? The problem becomes... what happens if a president is doing something that is in his political capacity, but it's using his presidential powers to achieve that end, I'll give you a great example. I mean, we all know the concept of wag the dog, right? Which is that Bill Clinton's poll numbers were down, so he launches missile strikes or drone strikes or whatever it is. If you can make a compelling case that if a president is acting not as president but as a candidate, well, then I would argue, well, if you're using your official office to help yourself politically, now you're not acting as president anymore. All you need is a prosecution. All you need is an indictment. Prosecutors love, you were a prosecutor. You people love to grandstand. You love to make.
I was great at it.
They're basically whores is really truly what it is.
Again, I was great at it.
Using the opportunity to advance themselves politically speaking, right?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. If you see a prosecutor and they're grandstanding, they're talking and you know it's all BS, you know what they're going to be looking for in the next step.
Absolutely. And so you do not want to turn that over to prosecutors. Because if I were a prosecutor, first thing I would do is I would indict Joe Biden when he leaves office for an insurrection at the southern border. And I would say he has abdicated his responsibilities. I would. I would say that the president of the United States has allowed an invasion to occur. It doesn't matter if I get a conviction. Don't forget something. I'm a household name if I do. I'm already a household name, obviously. But in my hypothetical scenario, I'm a household name because I have indicted a former president of the United States of America. Obama with drone strikes. Look, whether or not those three Americans deserve to die by a drone or not, last time I checked, the president just doesn't get to decide that and say, I get to override the due process clause of the United States Constitution. So I make I indict Barack Obama for murder. I know I'm not going to get a conviction. I don't care. I'm everywhere. I'm a rock star after that. Am I right?
Exactly. Look, Alvin Bragg. Who knew Alvin Bragg prior to this year? Not a person.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can't go on TV or watch TV and not see his name or hear about him. They're all doing that. But the problem is, for them, it's going to backfire tremendously.
Yeah.
Because when Donald Trump becomes the president again in November, things are going to change.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden, he's going to probably have to watch out. And all the people in his cabinet, everybody who's trying to go against him, watch out.
Well, for the record, by the way, he will become president in January, not November.
November. You're right.
Counselor.
This is why it's your show. This is why you have the show.
All right, we got these tickets. You were so kind to buy these tickets for Jimmy Fallon's comedy show tomorrow night in Red Bank, courtesy of David Gelman. He's also a sponsor of the 1210, Team 1210, for the Children's Behind the Badge Foundation to raise money for our first responders and their families. Thanks for doing that, too, man. That's great.
Number one, you guys have a great station. You guys, you, Nick, everybody, fantastic. And it's a great cause.
And the best part about Gelman is that there's a billboard on 38 in Cherry Hill. And I love this. I mean this. I really do. I love this. Just because you did it doesn't mean you're guilty. I mean, I'll drink to that, my brother. Cheers.
Cheers,
that,
brother.
Right? Thank you for joining me, buddy.
Right, love you.
Law, appreciate it, pal.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So if you want to see Jimmy tomorrow night in Red Bank, here are some tickets. Help yourself, and thank you for being part of it. I want to thank our great friends here at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for sponsoring our happy hour. I really, truly appreciate their friendship and their support. I also appreciate the great friendship and support of the team at Emmons. When it comes to your bathroom, is it getting a little outdated? When friends come over, are you a little embarrassed to let them use the bathroom? If you are, it's time to let Emmons and their design specialists create a bathroom that you will love and one that Emmons will redo in as little as 3 days. With affordable, maintenance-free bathrooms, with little to no inconvenience to you and your family in only 3 days. And it's incredible. And they've done it for us in the past. So they remodeled the bathroom in our old house, and Bridget loved it. And as they say, happy wife, happy life. She was thrilled with the great work they did. And they just came to our house last week, and we met with Catherine, their design specialist, who came up with all these great ideas for what they can do for our master bathroom. Can you still say master bathroom? Well, I just did. And she gave great ideas what we can do with the shower, the tiles, and that's what Emmons will do for you. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So call them today at 856-885-6677 or check out their website at callemmons.com. It's callemmons.com. Make sure to tell them I sent you. You'll love the work, the craftsmanship. Matt and Stephanie are great friends of mine personally and ours personally. In fact, they were over for dinner recently with their son Mason, hanging out with Patrick. They'll do a great job for you and a bathroom in as little as 3 days' time. You can't beat that. Call Emmons.com.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.